Sports here on Robinhood Radio. Let's see if we can do this thing the right way or not. Yep. I think so.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town.
Yeah.
Everybody puts me down.
Yeah.
I'm a face without a name.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking in the rain, going back to Houston. Houston. Houston.
There you go. The Astros win their division there last night, Mike.
Yeah, it took a while because Oakland's been playing well, but Oakland had a big loss last night in extra innings to Seattle, and Houston won their fifth game in a row, eighth out of their last 10, and they knocked up the American League West with 100 wins last night. And you don't hear a lot about Houston this year because of the Red Sox, but if the Astros win three out of their last five, they have the best record in the history of the organization, and this is after last year. So you hear about hangover, you hear about this, you hear about that. They can set a record for wins in the history of the team. I don't see much of a hangover there. And the run, they have the highest run differential in baseball by far. The Red Sox, who have 106 wins, have a run differential of 220. Houston has a run differential of 264. That's big. So they have a chance to really come out on top this year. And like I said, whoever wins that Cleveland-Houston series is definitely going to win the World Series this year.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, finally, it happened last night.
What's that?
We got through a Yankee game without a pass ball.
Huh.
And the fat catcher hit a home run.
It's a miracle. But did they play an error-free game?
Yes, they did. They actually did.
They did, huh?
Yeah, they actually did.
A miracle.
But
they didn't. They made an error.
Oh, then they marked it down later because they marked it. They marked an error. I think it was in the second or third inning, but then they took it away and made it a hit. So the official scorer must have turned it back to an error.
Yeah, I'm looking back at the box score, okay. And they committed an error. So
all right, so
two out of three ain't bad.
No, but it was funny because even every Yankee announcer was just talking about Sanchez and the Yankees saying they're going to double down on him, and they were just really it was hard to watch him come up and play. It really was. He's just been such a disaster this year. Such
doubling
a disaster.
Down on him is like doubling down on a five.
He's just been a real disaster this year. Well, anyways, so that gives the Yankees a 2.5 game lead over.
Oakland. With the loss of Oakland last night, their wild card home game goes out to 2.5. That's pretty much over. They play the Red Sox this weekend, and
the Red
Oakland
Sox
playing the A's. So it looks like the Yankees are going to have to get swept, and Oakland may have to sweep to get it. So it's looking thinner and thinner for the home game being played in Oakland.
And the Red Sox has said they're going to sit most of the starters. They're going to give them a rest in at least one or two of the games. So
we'll see. That'd be a mistake if they do that, in my opinion, because I don't know. They get enough rest. The last game is Sunday, and they don't play again until Friday.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think that's four games. I mean, I really can't count too well, but that's 4 days off that they'll get. I mean, with light practice, they're not going to bust their chops in practice. So I could see them sitting maybe Sunday, but a little bit more than that would just lead to their demise.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
Baseball. Uh-huh. Milwaukee won last night, big, and the Cubs got beat by Pittsburgh. The Dodgers lost. The Rockies won. What all that spells out to is the National League Central and West are almost two dead flat-footed ties with a couple of games to go in the season. The Rockies sit a half a game behind the Dodgers, and they have a game in hand, so that's virtually a tie. And the Cubs and the Brewers are a half game each behind each other there as well, with the Cubs having one game in hand. And one game in hand for the Cubs might be a bad thing because of the way they've been playing. They're having trouble getting wins. So with 4 to 5 games left for each team, there's a half game difference between the Cubs and the Brewers. and the Dodgers and the Rockies. So it's really, really tight out there. And you could throw the Cardinals in there into the mix with the wild card, because right now in the National League, the wild card leader is the Brewers, but one of them may win the division, and the Rockies is the other team chasing in the division. So what all that spells out to is there's five teams playing for two positions in a wild card separated by a game. So the National League is a dogfight right down to the last game of the season.
Hey, the National Hockey League's getting set to kick off, Mike.
That's okay. Like I say every year, I don't pay attention to hockey till after Christmas.
All right. And there's one more thing that I wanted to comment about, and I don't understand this story, and I'm going to click and go to it right now. The Minnesota Vikings want Pro Bowler Everson Griffin mentally evaluated because it's erratic behavior.
I think everybody that plays football should be mentally evaluated every week. Never mind one guy.
They say he hasn't been acting normal lately.
Well, just think of how off the wall this guy must be if a team wants to give him a mental evaluation. Just think how off the wall he has to be for a team to say something like that. I don't even want to guess at what this guy might be doing.
They're not sure he's doing anything, but he's just acting.
They're not sure he's doing anything.
But he's just acting really strange, they say.
That doesn't make much sense. He's not doing anything, but he's acting strange.
I know.
What, is he being polite to people?
But it's not like he's a rookie, so if he's acting strange, it could be from all the concussions and everything like that. You know what I mean? I mean,
it could be from other things that I won't even say. But it doesn't necessarily need to be concussions. Yeah. And if it was from concussions, I don't think you would be having a mental evaluation.
Well, we'll see what happens with that story.
You might be having a neurological evaluation, not a mental evaluation.
Well, see, it's just a typical NFL story.
That's a story you need to follow.
Definitely we will. Absolutely we will.
Maybe he's burning ants with magnifying glasses and people are thinking he's, something's wrong with him. Didn't we all do that?
No, we did it with Japanese beetles.
I used to burn the ants with the magnifying glass and then pour oil down the ant holes.
When we were kids, there was an invasion, a terrible infestation of Japanese beetles.
Why does it have to be Japanese beetles?
I don't know. That's what they were called. and what we did as kids is we would go to the lawnmower that our caretaker used. We would siphon out gas and put it in an old coffee can. And then we'd pour the Japanese beetles in the can. This is terrible. And then we'd light it on fire. Oh, gosh.
We used to tape firecrackers to them, blow them up, yell bonsai.
I apologize to the good Lord. We were just kids. We didn't know what we were
They're
doing.
They're bugs. Who cares? They're bugs.
They were living creatures. I shouldn't have done that.
They're bugs. They're bugs. What do you do to a bug? You step on it. So instead of stepping on it, you set them ablaze. What's the big deal?
It's terrible. It was terrible.
You had to get rid of them. No problem.
Somebody's
going to be calling and saying we're going to be bad. We're bad people.
That's right, bro. I think back then it was bad, but it wasn't considered bad.
No, it wasn't. Every kid burned up ants and bugs. It was a way of growing up.
All right. Well, hey.
Magnifying glass.
I want you to get to your clean out your kitty later because we got a game to pick tomorrow. Night.
Cleaned it out. I got my picker ready. Cleaned it out.
All right. Well, we'll go over the pick tomorrow.
All set. We're ready to go. Kitty litter's moving quick.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye, Mike. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports. This morning here on Robin Hood Radio.